One interesting story, the first time I met Arthur Ashe, my mother actually was at the LA Tennis Club and was doing the Pacific Southwest Tennis Tournament, and he had just won the U.S. Open. And so he was in the military at the time. It was a U.S. Open. I should say he won the U.S. United States Tennis Championships before it became open. That was the first one he won at Forest Hills. And so he had his Army uniform on, and my mother didn't have the money to pay for to come in and watch me. So she would sit in the car until the match was over. And this was one of the tournaments, the sectionals, that you had to actually pay to come in. And so Arthur's walking in, he sees her sitting in the car, and so he walked up to her and he said, look, do you have a son playing? She said, yeah, my son's playing, but I'm just going to sit here. And she didn't tell him she didn't have the money to go in. And so he said, well, why don't you come in with me? And she didn't know who he was. And so she said, no, that's okay, I'll just sit and watch. And then Arthur comes in, and everybody's like descends on him in the place. And I'm sitting there on a bench, the only African-American in the tournament, in the junior tournament, nervous. I'm in the quarterfinals that I remember just like it was yesterday. So he breaks away from the crowd and I'm sitting there and he walks over to me and he introduced himself, which he didn't have to. I knew who it was. And he said, look, here's my number. Here's my address. He said, if you ever need anything tennis-wise, you just get in touch with me and I'll make sure you get it.
Wow.
And I was 16 years old sitting here with Arthur Ashe's phone number. So it was the start of really our friendship. So every year at this tournament, I would see him and he would, we'd talk and we'd catch up. And it was that at this turn, the next year, I was in the tournament and Arthur actually watched me play. And so I played a match that I lost. Remember the guy's name too, Bruce Brown. It was a close match on center court. And so he came up to me afterwards and he said, tough loss, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, what? He said, how are your grades? I said, my grades are really good. You know, I'm student body president and all that. He said, well, that's good, because your future's not in tennis. Your future's he said, your future's in school, so you need to get an education. Use tennis to get an education. So for me, you know, it was like, I'm thinking I got a chance to be the greatest player in the world. And here my hero tells me that, nah. But it was actually the best advice I could have gotten. Because it started, you know, for the first time, I really started to think about, okay, what if I don't play tennis? What would I do?